Today we're going to do a prayer. I have a prayer fire session. Holy Spirit is calling for this. Well, you know, the Lord is always watching over his children, and his eyes are over all his works, particularly his children. His eyes, we're told, run to and fro, you know, throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. Second Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. But what are these eyes of the Lord? Well, they are the holy watchers. They are the alerters. They are God's patrollers. They are the angels that go back and forth and come and report to the Lord, especially designated ones to go and report. And what are they saying about you? Well, they say, we have searched up and down through the whole earth, and we see that all is well for your children. Now, that's right. All is well with you in the name of Jesus. Let's read some of their reports. You know, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, you see, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. This is Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8. And he saw a few other things. And he asked, he said, Lord, what are these? The angel that talked to me said, well, I'm going to show you what these are. And then the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And those people that the Lord sent, or those messengers that the Lord sent, they answered the angel of the Lord has stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Well, you know, that's the report that they bring concerning you. It is well with your children, they say. That's right. And if there's anything contrary, any evil, you know, that is planned, well, the eyes of the Lord have seen them all, and the Lord knows how to save the godly. That's right. He knows it, and he does it all the time. But it's our responsibility call upon him. Listen to this in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 17. Surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. In other words, you're trying to catch a bird with a trap, and you're setting the trap while the bird is looking. He's not going to fall for it. Well, the eyes of the Lord have seen every trap that the devil may be setting for us, for you, for your loved ones. You've seen it all. And God is going to cause us to be clean escaped. We must pray. Today we're going to be praying. That's what we're going to be doing. An old-fashioned prayer fire meeting this morning. Why? Because the eye of the Lord has seen it. The eye of the eagle. He has seen it. Glory to God. And God is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise the Lord. Well, let's read some scriptures, encourage ourselves, and then we're going to pray. Prayer, we're talking about, you know, many keys of the kingdom in the last few days. Prayer is one of them. And Jesus always encouraged his disciples to pray. He even set a good example, rising up early and withdrawing himself at different times during the day to a secluded place to pray. That's right. And what were the kinds of things that we, you know, he asked us to pray about? Well, many things. He said, pray that you enter not into temptation. He said, pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these evils and to stand before the Son of Man. Yeah, as us, you know, instructed us to pray about many things. First thing to realize when we embark on prayer is those things that the Lord has asked us to pray about. When you pray about those things, you know that you're going to get them, because God wouldn't ask you to pray about something if he didn't intend to do it for you. I mean, our God is not a teaser that will just tell you to come and get it, but when you come to get it, then he doesn't give it to you. No. God gives to all liberally and does not uphold. There is no upbraiding anything from him. He will give it to you. But we must pray and we must ask. You know, some of the prayers that even Jesus himself prayed, powerful prayers that he prayed, that was captured in John chapter 17, you know, before he went to the cross and left. He was captured some powerful prayers that he prayed. Well, let me just read a little bit of it to us, because this is the theme for today about deliverance from evil and deliverance from every evil work. Here is what Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, verse 15. Praying to the Father, he said, I pray not that you should take them out of the world. Jesus didn't want the Father to take us out of the world, you know. There's no need for us to die prematurely or exit too soon. You know, it's heaven doesn't need you. The world here and, you know, the work of the ministry here needs you. Time enough, you will get to heaven. But for now, Jesus said, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. So if Jesus prayed like that, then we ought to always also pray like that. And here is a theme text for today's prayer that we will be using, among others, and I will read a few of them. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18 says, you know, and this is where today's prayer fire subject line comes from. And the Lord, this is 2 Timothy 4 and 18, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. The Lord, he will preserve us, and we must pray. We must ask him to do it. And Jesus himself, when he was teaching his disciples the manner in which they ought to pray, and he gave them a pattern. He said, after ye this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's right. You know, we pray, we come to the Lord. Well, first thing we do is hallow his name, glorify his name. And then we begin to pray certain things like, thy kingdom come. That was uppermost in Christ's mind. And that was the first thing after glorifying the Lord to pray about. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. So we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yeah, there it is. The call again for prayer to deliver us from evil. Now, what is evil? Well, evil is everything that is contrary to God's good thoughts for us. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts, you know, that I have toward you. Well, what kind of thoughts? You know, what are the thoughts that God has toward us and why? Well, it says here, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. So when evil is raging or raising its ugly head, we know that's not from God. You know, God wants to give you an expected end. That's right. You know, say, you go, you call upon me, you know, and you will pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. It's a prayer call, even God himself telling us to pray, you know, so that we will get these thoughts of peace upon us all the time and not of evil, and that we will get the expected end. Whatever we are believing God for in terms of peace and good, come to us, but we must pray. And he said, I will be found of you, saith the Lord. That's right. And I will turn away your captivity. And many of us are in captivity. Some are captivity of negativity. You know, people are just sitting in darkness, you know. You know, gloomy days and different things. Singing the blues and all of that. No. We must pray. The Lord will deliver us. And in the morning, if we pray in the noontime, when you pray in the evening, when you pray, pray that the Lord will deliver you from evil. Because evil is intended all the time. The Lord said, you know, to Peter, said, the devil has desired to have you and to sift you as wheat. He's sifted. But I have prayed for you. Glory to God. And, you know, when you are converted and when you are saved from that trouble and from evil, well, you pray for your brethren as well. Glory to God. So, what does that mean? Well, Luke chapter 22 and verse 31 will tell you. There are many things that Jesus saw ahead, and he prayed for his disciples. He saw some trouble for Peter ahead, and he prayed for him. And the eyes of the Lord see trouble ahead, and they are calling for prayer. And we should do the same. He said, those that stand on the watch, watchmen on the walls. Yeah. What should we be doing? Well, we look to see what the Lord will say. When the Lord calls for prayer, we better get to it. Because the king's business needs haste. Praise the Lord. So, today and every day, we must pray that the Lord should deliver us from evil. Did you know that if we spent more time praying against evil, chances are that less evil will happen or befall us, will happen to us or befall us. If you prayed about it more, you know, so in other words, take anything for granted and don't just go through the day casually. Devil is always walking up a storm. You know, trying to kill, you know, Jesus said it himself, John 10:10. A devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's his goal. It's a prowler. It's always going around, 1 Peter 5:8, looking for whom he may devour. And his eyes are never satisfied. There are many things that are not satisfied. Well, one of them are the eyes of the devil that are looking for someone to devour. They're never satisfied. The grave is never satisfied. So many other things. And also, the devil is never satisfied. Always looking for somebody to destroy. But that's not going to be me. It's not going to be you. It's not going to be your house. We're going to stand our watch. We're not going to let the devil come in and have a field day. Not in your life and not on your watch and not on, you know, this day or any day for that matter. So today we are going to put, you know, the battle in array. That's right. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Yeah, it's not, you know, we're talking about the evil. We're not praying against people. Some people, their vision is limited. They're always worrying about this person doing this, that person doing that. You know, that's not, you know, those are not your enemies. Your real enemy is the devil. That's right. It's called the enemy. Jesus called him that. He said, you know, told the parable of the tares and the weeds. He said, the good man planted good seed. And then while men slept, the enemy, that's right, came and planted evil things among them. Jesus characterized the devil as the enemy. He's the enemy of your soul. He's the enemy of your peace. He's the enemy of your joy. He's the enemy of your life even. And so, you know, but God has given us an understanding. God has given us the Holy Spirit. According to John chapter 16 and verse 13, we read the following powerful statement that Jesus made, you know, concerning, you know, the Holy Spirit. Here's what he said. Among many things that he said the Holy Spirit would do, here's one thing that he said. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, which has now come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever I shall hear, you know, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. There are many times that the devil is planning something. Holy Spirit, show you. Hallelujah. It'll be like a trap that the devil is trying to set for you in plain sight. You can see it, and you can escape it. Glory to God. The prudent man foreseeth the evil. The Lord will give you prudence to see things. That's right. We're going to be praying about that. You know, and then we're also going to be praying that we will be clothed with power. That's right. The power to do certain things. You know, Jesus gave us that power. You know, here's what he said in the book of Luke, chapter 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power, glory to God, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, this enemy that we're talking about. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, that's right. So these are prayer points that we will take today. With the statements that Jesus has made concerning us, we must enforce them. We are enforcers. Don't sit back and let the devil just have a field day. No. Whatever the devil is planning, the Holy Spirit has seen it. That's right. He can show it to you. He'll show you things to come. The devil is scheming something. The eye of the eagle has seen it. You're not going to fall into that trap. Praise the Lord. But we must pray. The more we pray about this in this type of line of prayer, the better for us, because the Lord will surely, glory to God, deliver us from evil. The Lord will deliver us from the plans of the enemy. The enemy has no good plans for us. All he wants is to steal your joy, kill your dreams, and even destroy your life. And that's what the devil wants to do. But here's what the Lord promised us. Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. and the God of peace, glory to God, shall bruise the devil under your feet. Shortly, you know, but you got to pray that kind of prayer. The devil is always trying something. You got to put the devil in his place. And did you know that you can't, you know, for now, you can't finish off the devil. You can't do it. You know, you can defeat him in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he'll go away for a season. It's like those Philistines. They keep coming back. It's like whack-a-mole. You whack his head here, springs up in another place. There's coming a time, though, that he will be put away for a long time. Well, that time is not yet. That's why the devil said to Jesus, "Have you come to destroy us before our time?" They knew that time, you know, and you can't put the devil away forever for good for now, but you can certainly drive him out. You can certainly cast him out of your situation, and he'll go away for a season. When he comes back again, you deal him another blow. It's a constant battle. It's not a one-time thing. You cannot give the devil one knockout blow right now, and then forever he leaves you alone. No. It's going to go away. It's going to regroup. It's going to come back. It's going to look for a careless moment. And that's it. That's what 1 Peter 5:8 says. He said he's a prowler. You know, always looking. He can't devour everybody. And that's why he's looking. If he could devour everybody, he would not be looking. He would just be devouring everybody as it goes along. But he can't do it. Those who are in that bubble, the glory of the Lord is like a force field that's around them. They're walking in the integrity of their heart. Their integrity is preserving them. That's right. In those people, devil, you know, he tries to look. He can't do it. So he moves on to the next person. You know, but he's like a viper coiled up waiting to strike. And sometimes he strikes and he hits a brick wall because he didn't know that the wall of defense was around you. But don't let him get into a crack or through a crack there. Don't let him do it. You know, and because if he finds a crack, he will strike. He that breaks a hedge, Ecclesiastes 10 and 8. Well, a serpent, that viper that's coiled up, waiting, looking for a crack, he will get in there and bite. So make sure there's no broken hedges. There are no cracks in your wall of defense. Your defense systems, the munitions, you know, of rocks should be your defense systems. Can you have power to give the devil a black eye every single time he comes? Well, yeah, you can do it too. You know, and that's what God wants us to do. Listen to this. In the book of Isaiah chapter 33, I'm going to read some of you a powerful, powerful statement. And this is the kind of zone that we need to step into today. Praise the Lord. And to step into this zone and deal with the devil. Hallelujah. Now, you know, the enemy, like I said, he's always going to keep trying, you know, but fear must not be your portion. Must not be your portion, you know. Listen to this. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Isaiah 33 and verse 14. Well, yeah. Fearfulness, surprise the hypocrites. And people are always afraid of what the devil is going to do unto them. But that's not for the saints. The saints shall rejoice in light. They will not be afraid. I will not be afraid of any evil tidings, the psalmist said. For my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? The person that is always in the prayer fire zone. That's right. Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? You have fire. You know, even when you camp out in the wilderness, in the night or whatever, you got to crank up that campfire. That campfire is what keeps those wild animals at bay. They don't like fire. They're afraid of it. When they see that fire, they won't come near you. So you got to set up the fire all around you, you know, through prayer. You know, that's how you set up that fire, a ring of fire around you. Well, can you do it? Can you dwell in the midst of devouring fire? It's not going to devour you, but it's there to devour any attempts, any devil that tries to get through. You know, everlasting burnings. Don't let that fire stop. Always crank it up. Well, how do you do it? You walk in your integrity. That's right. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding bribes, stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood and things that doesn't concern him, doesn't want to know anything about it, shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. That's right. He shall dwell on high. His defense, his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Glory to God. You know, God will surround you as a fortress. You know, when you know your right and your place and you pray, you got to pray though. Pray for this devouring fire to be like a ring of fire around you. We got to do it daily and we're going to do it today. And, you know, you will be secure, he said. Your place of defense shall be like munitions of rocks. Be a fortress around you. Bread shall be given to you. Your waters also will be sure. The devil doesn't want any of that, but that's what the Lord promised. Your eyes also will see the King in his beauty. Glory to God. So these are the things that we must do. And in prayer, we're calling, this is a prayer call this morning. You know, I share those few things only to get us in the, you know, I call it in the mood or in the zone. You know, you cannot fold your arms and sit back. Jesus told his disciples, pray lest you enter into temptation. They didn't pray. They were sleeping and Jesus was telling them to pray. And every one of them fell into the snare of the devil. They departed from Christ. They denied him and so many things which prayer could have averted. Prayer can avert evil, accidents and things like that. Sudden sicknesses that could come upon people for no reason at all. You know, you're going about your merry way. You're doing your thing. You know, they're called spiritual wickedness in high places. Rulers of the darkness of this world. They just come out of nowhere and strike like that. But through prayer, yeah, that's right. Powerful contending prayer. You will build munitions of rocks. You will build a defense system. The devil may not see it. When he tries to strike, he will hit a brick wall. Glory to God. And then you go about your way. Say, go thy way. Thy faith is protecting you. And your integrity is working for you. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, I want us to get ready. We're going to go into some prayers today. Specifically, this prayer line today is not about, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that, give me my next job, my next promotion, my next. That's not what we want to pray about today. But praying today for God to deliver us from the evil and every evil work that God has seen that the devil is planning. You know, all right, we're not spreading fear or panic, but you got to have your eyes trained to see to the spirit realm, and the devil is trying to pull something up off on you, well, you see it. And it can be planning, but you're looking at it, and it will be in vain. Anything that you're planning, any trap that the devil is trying to set, plain sight of any bird, say, well, it's in vain because the bird is looking. And we are not just ordinary birds. We are eagles. Glory to God. We're not like chickens that are scratching the ground. I don't know what they're looking for. Eagle doesn't do that. It's in a place of flying at a height of advantage. You know, it's in a always in a position of strength. And he can see, you know, that's his vantage point. That's where we must be in the spirit. So I'm going to, you know, I admonish, I enjoin every one of us today, put on your prayer girdle right now. Because we're going into zone, a different zone. It's not a teaching zone today. This is the prayer fire zone. That's where we're going. And there's a reason. And you'll see in a few days what the Lord is telling us. Pray about we need to avert a lot of things before they even come to be. Scatter everything. Here's what the Lord said in Job chapter 5 and verse 12. These are the kinds of prayers that we will be praying today. You know, the Lord sees whatever the devil is planning. I keep saying that, but it's for a reason. And he sees it. And it will disappoint the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform any of the enterprise. Anything that the devil is planning against the Lord will disappoint it. Glory to God. You know, he said, I am he that make a diviner smart. You know, he spoils even that frustrates the tokens of the liars. Hands cannot perform their enterprise. You know, makes diviner smart. Carry their counsel you know, forward and all of that. Carried headlong. God will blind their eyes. They can't see you. The devil can't see you. Glory to God. When you are walking in integrity of God's word. When you are walking in the light. Say the light shineth and the devil's darkness cannot comprehend it. Can't overtake it. You know, light will always overcome darkness. When you walk into a dark room, the first thing you do instinctively is reach for the light switch. When you turn on that light, darkness is gone. That's it. Just like that. We turn on the light every day through prayer, fire, in the spirit. And we see these things. You can pray for yourself, pray for your children, you can pray for your grandchildren, pray for your brethren. Going to pray for the people of God. You know, we're going to pray against the evil. That's the prayer call for today. God, the Lord, he has seen the plans of the enemy. His eyes are running to and fro. And these eyes are the messengers of the Lord. Remember, the Lord himself doesn't need to run anywhere. The whole universe is inside his belly. He knows it all. But he's got these watchers. And these alerters and patrollers to go back and forth and come and report to him as if he doesn't already know, but he likes to give, you know, his creation things to do. So he's giving them assignments, giving some of them assignment to watch over you, keep you in all your ways so that you won't even dash your foot against the stone. Now, if you do dash your foot against the stone, well, why? When the Lord already said you shouldn't. The angel of the Lord is already there. Well, perhaps you broke a hedge or this or that, you know. So we're going to pray, you know, and we're going to align ourselves with Jesus's prayer. Jesus said, keep them from the evil. Well, Paul said, Lord, will preserve me from, keep me from every evil work. Actually, deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. You know. This is the prayer that we must pray today. So in a moment, we're going to pray. I gave those, that exhortation, you know, as a call to prayer today, particularly, but also beyond today. And you know, when you get up in the morning, pray against the evil. That's what Jesus taught us to pray. He said, lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil. Got to pray that every day. There's a lot of evil out there waiting to happen, looking for who they might suck into depression again by all the things that they could bring. There's a lot of demonic forces out there. Satan has unleashed them. Well, we got our own, you know, countermeasures too. The countermeasures, when the devil deploys missiles, we got our own, you know, flares and countermeasures to put up, particularly the shield of faith, wherewith you can quench every fiery dart of the enemy. So build up your faith in prayer. Resist the devil, we're told, and he will flee from you. I don't give in or anything. You know, if you suddenly hear that some evil is brewing somewhere in your family, among the brethren, no, we're going to take up our arms and fight the spiritual fight. But we can do that even ahead of time. Today we're going to do it ahead of time. Some people are already caught in the evil trap. Well, we're going to pray, you know, deliver, you know, is both ways. Can keep you from it and deliver you if you're already in it. Yeah? In both ways. We'll be praying that the Lord will keep us from evil. And also, because that's what Jesus said, take them not out of the world, but keep them from the evil. We'll be praying that. So, Lord, keep us from evil. And also, deliver us from every evil work. You may already have been, you know, caught in the cyclone of some evil work that the devil is doing. Lord will deliver you too. You and your children. Sometimes our children are caught in these cyclones of the devil's traps. You know, the Lord, he will break them loose. Said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That's a prayer point that we must latch onto all the time for our children. They will be delivered too. You know, the Lord said, I will contend with him that contendeth with you, and I will save thy children. Glory to God. So let's see if we put on the full armor of God, if we can do that every day. Let's see the good that will come from that. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord. Thereby shall good come unto thee. Glory to God. So I am going to pray one short prayer, and then I'm going to lead us into this prayer session. So be ready. Father, I thank you for your desire to keep us from evil. That's right. The Lord Jesus himself prayed that prayer. And I thank you, Lord, because you have given your angels charge over us to keep us from the evil. And in every place and in numerous scriptures, have shown us your desire to give us good, to do us good and not evil. Therefore, when evil comes, we must withstand it by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Now, every evil thought, Bible says, bring them into captivity with the obedience of Christ. Every evil thought, every evil imagination. Why do the people rage and imagine vain things against the Lord and his anointed? You are the Lord's anointed. And the devil is raging and imagining vain and evil things against you. We come against him in the name of the Lord. One man said, You come against me with spears and shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. Now, we will use the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, our God, will we set up our banners. Our defense shall be the munition of rocks. We are dwelling in the midst of devouring fire and everlasting burnings. Glory to God. Now, call a solemn assembly, the Bible says. Blow the trumpet and let the people prepare for war. Hallelujah. Now, prepare ye yourselves as we go into battle now. And be battle ready always. Glory to God. And what is your battle song? The name of the Lord is victory for us. Thank you, Jesus. We give you, Lord, the praise. We give you, Lord, the glory as we go into prayers now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.